1 Kings chapter 4. Now Solomon was king over Israel. These were his high officials. Azariah the son of Zadok was the priest. Elihoref and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were the court scribes. Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was the court recorder. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was the commander over the army. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. Azariah the son of Nathan was over the district governors. Zabud the son of Nathan was priest and the king's personal advisor. Ahishar was manager of the palace. Adoniram the son of Abda was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 district governors over all Israel, who were responsible for providing food for the king and his household. Each one had to supply provisions for a month in the year. These are their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Deker in Makaz, Sha'albim, Beit-Shemesh, and Elon Beit-Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Arubot, including Soko and all the land of Hefer, Ben-Aminadab in all the Naphath-Dor, who married Taphath, Solomon's daughter, Bana the son of Achilud in Ta'anak and Megiddo, and all Beit-Shan near Zarathan, beneath Jezreel, from Beit-Shan to Abel-Maholah and beyond Jokmeam. Ben-Gever in Ramoth-Gilead, he was over the towns of Jer the son of Manasseh in Gilead, along with the region of Argob in Bashan, 60 large towns with walls and bronze gate bars. Ahinadab the son of Iddo in Mahanaim, Ahimaaz in Naphtali, who married Basimath, Solomon's daughter, Bana the son of Hushai in Asher and Alot, Jehoshaphat the son of Paruah in Issachar, Shimei the son of Ela in Benjamin, Geber the son of Uri in the land of Gilead, including the former territory of Sion the king of the Amorites and Og the king of Bashan. He was the only governor over that area. The people of Judah and Israel were as innumerable as the sand of the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines down to the border of Egypt. These kingdoms brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provisions for one day was 150 bushels of fine flour and 300 bushels of meal, 10 pen-fattened cattle and 20 pasture-fed cattle, and 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebuck, and fattened poultry. He ruled over all the kingdoms west of the Euphrates River, from Tifsha to Gaza, and had peace on all sides around him. During King Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel lived in safety, everyone under his vine and fig tree. Solomon had 40,000 stalls for his chariot horses and 12,000 horsemen. The district governors supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table, each one in his month. They made sure nothing was lacking. They also brought to the required place barley and straw for the chariot horses and other horses, each according to his charge. God gave Solomon great wisdom and understanding, and breadth of understanding as vast as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom surpassed all the wise men of the East and all the sages of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, Haman, Kakal, Dader, the sons of Mahol. His fame spread throughout all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs and composed 1,005 songs. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke about animals, birds, creeping things, and fish. people came from all nations to hear the wisdom of Solomon, sent by all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. Thank you.